Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into Ron Sedgwick Today, nationwide and around the world. We have a lot of different style guests on the show this week. First off, rock and roller Mark Lindsay from Fall River and the Raiders. From the Bar Rescue, John Taffer. Carter Osterhaus is here. He hosts ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight. And then from Dancing with the Stars, Derek Hunt. Next hour, a television legend. This man invented so many shows and is absolutely at the top of the A-list, founded and originated The Laugh-In. George Schlatter will be joining us. And then in our lifestyle segment, Dr. Andrew Cutler, how to stay calm for Christmas, and Andrea Yu with motorcycle safety. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgwick Today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now you want to know what moves my soul. One foot inside of my brain. It's me, I just can't control. And it's driving me insane.
Nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgwick Today. That's the music of our next guest. And Paul Revere and I had become very, very close friends over the years. I used to visit him up in Branson. We'd have dinner together. He was a great, great guy. And we lost him a few years back. Very talented man. But one of the other big names that came out of that group is our guest, who I first met back in 1969 when I was a radio disc jockey. And that's Mark Lindsay. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good to be here, Ron.
Hey, great. Nice to have you here.
This is the first time you've been on our studio, and it's so nice to have you.
Really,
this is the first time we've been in person since I had the Nehru suit and you had the mustache.
Yeah, and I could still get into a turtleneck collar. I want you to know. It was a long time ago. We were in Cleveland. You were promoting, I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was an album that you were promoting.
What are albums? The Great Big Things That Spin Real Slow, right?
Big Things. And it was an album that you guys had done in Memphis, which was a great album. And you were doing a tour, and we did a thing, I think, up there with Steve Popovich from Columbia Records.
Absolutely.
It was a long time ago. But you know what the depressing part about it is that you still look good. I look like Gabby Hayes. You look terrific, you know?
Folks, this is radio, so you can't tell, but he's putting me down real bad because he looks great.
We saw you last night, and it is absolutely fascinating to watch you perform because you still have the enthusiasm not only in your eyes but able to move about that stage just like it was where the action is.
Rock and roll is not really surreal. It's visceral. I run 5 or 6 miles every other day just so I can do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it's if I'm on stage and thinking about what I'm doing, it's not going to work. I mean, rock and roll just has to kind of flow from the soles of your feet and come out through your pores, and you can't fake it.
And, you know, you can see. I mean, you can tell when somebody's going up there and they're walking through it, you know, and you can see when somebody is in it, and you're in it.
Well, I'm not an actor, so I can't... I can't fake it. It either works or it doesn't. And as long as I'm having fun, which I was last night, and that's kind of why I started doing this again. I was having fun again. As long as it's fun and I can, you know, still, they can put me on stage and I can move around, I'll be doing this. I love it.
You had mentioned before that you had been away from the scene for about 10 or 15 years. Why?
Right after Indian Reservation, which was our biggest, the biggest single-selling record in the history of CBS Records.
Unbelievable.
Now, Sony. we were kind of passing the bell-shaped curve. You know, no group can stay on top forever. And we were playing smaller venues, and we were playing the same songs the same way every night. There was no variation, and the spontaneity was gone. It wasn't fun anymore. And I said, well, if it's not fun, I can't do it. So I hung up my rock and roll shoes, and I think they had platforms on them about that time in the 70s.
Patent leather boots.
Right? Yeah, and stayed in the music business, but behind the scenes. I built a studio, did A&R for Night Artist Records.
Did you really?
Yeah, for about 3 years. Did everything you can possibly do, and did commercials, did everything except perform. And I really thought that I would never perform again. A friend of mine in Chicago said, well, would you, I know you won't play because you've been trying to get me out for years. He said, but would you host a rock and roll show? We have the Temps, the Tops, the Byrds, Tommy James, the Association, Spirit, a good cross-section of American rock and roll. I said, well, let me see, I've done TV. Yeah, I'll do it. We get to Detroit to rehearse the show. He says, Lindsay, we need to fill 15 minutes. Can you do Arizona Indian Reservation Kicks? The band had the charts. So it was great to be introduced. And ladies and gentlemen, our host for the evening, Mark Lindsay, get a nice, polite, smattering applause. And then just before intermission, I went out and did my 15 minutes, got a standing ovation. I went, wait a minute, this feels good again. And that's when I started slowly getting back into it. And now we do about 50, 75 dates a year, which is about all that I want to do, but it's fun. It's fun again. As long as it's fun, I'll be doing it.
I don't understand how you could have walked away from it in the beginning. And watching the enthusiasm of the people last night, and now you're in a venue where everybody's not wearing Nehru jackets, but, you know, they're wearing suits and ties, and they're screaming and hollering, and they're having a great time, and they're singing along with the songs. I mean, did you know at the time, Mark, the influence that you were having on the American youth? Because I know a lot of times you go from city to city, you have recording session, and you really don't know the impact that you're having.
No, Ron, and I'll tell you, if I'd have thought rock and roll was going to last, believe me, we'd have had a clause in our contract about CDs.
Let me hear you spell royalty.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How did you first get together? I'm sure you've been asked that question a million times. I heard a story one time that you met some of the guys when they were delivering buns.
Revere, whose name was Revere Dick. That's you know, nobody knew his first name was Paul. And he hated that name because he was teased unmercifully in school. You know, Paul Revere, where's yours? Ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
So it was Revere Dick. And he had a local drive-in restaurant. And right across the street was his competition, the Quick Curb. He had the Reed and Bell. So he thought, you know, if I have a rock and roll band or join a rock and roll band, all the kids think I'm cool and they'll come to my restaurant. So he put a band together. And actually, he joined what was then called the Red Hughes Band and sat in with them. I heard these guys rehearsing, and I'd been singing with the Country and Western Band as a rockabilly singer.
Really?
I was about 15. And all of a sudden, I hear across the street, nothing but rock and roll. Jerry Lee and Little Richard. And I thought, God, you know, I want to get in that band. So the night they played, I walked up, and I was always kind of legally partially blind, so I took off my glasses because I was, you know, vanity, always vanity.
Oh.
And made my way through to the stage because I could hear the sound up there, walked up and demanded to sing a song. And they went, what? And I said, just one. So they said, what do you know? I said, anything you can play, you know.
Hoping that they would play the Hank Williams tune at that point, right?
Yeah, and he did. Revere says, how about Crazy Arms?
Really?
Which was the flip side of, written by Hank Williams, but the flip side of one of Jerry Lee's records. So I did it, and for like that 2.5 minutes, I was in another world. It was great. As soon as the music stopped, I went, kind of out of the place. So, to make a long story even longer, the next day, I'm working at the bakery, where I work at McClure's Bakery. And it's Sunday. We don't deliver buns on Sunday, so Revere had to come down and pick up his buns. I'm a little late that morning, and I've got my baker's hat on and my long apron all covered with flour and grease, and my thick glasses covered with flour. So he comes in to get his order, and I said, you know, I'm not quite ready, but you have to wait. And he says, you know, the funniest thing happened last night. We played up the street at Elks Lodge. And he said, you know, and I said, well, how was it? He said, well, it was great, you know, it was full. But in the middle of the show, where's this crazy skinny kid with his wild look in his eye came up and sang a song. And I said, well, how was he? And he said, well, he wasn't bad. I whipped off my hat and my glasses and said, it was me.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, well, man, you weren't bad. He says, anytime you want to come up and jam? So the Red Hughes Band that he was playing with, we then, the two guitar players and Revere and myself, went off, became the Downbeats. And when we signed our first record contract, John Gus, the guy at Gardena Records, saw everyone's full legal name, said, Paul Revere and Dick, Paul Revere and the Knight Riders, Paul Revere and the Somethings. And Paul, you know, said, no, I'm Revere. I don't want to go as Paul. And he said, well, the Downbeats is cool. I mean, that's all right, but Paul Revere now, everybody can remember that. So, you know, we thought about it, and about 3 weeks later, we said, how about Paul Revere and the Raiders? Because we thought Knight Riders was too country. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's unbelievable.
Mark, you live up in upstate New York now, not in L.A. anymore?
Spent about half the time in Maui and about half the time upstate New York. Rock and roll keeps you young.
Keeps you young.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's not wait so much time between visits, okay? We got a lot of history together going way back to the late 60s. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Thanks, Mark. And we're going to pause for a second. We have a whole show ahead of us, including Carter Osterhaus and the Great Christmas Tree Light-Up Contest. We got Derek Huff from Dancing with the Stars, and legendary television producer George Schlatter, who invented the laughing, and it's all yet to come on Ron Segi Today.
The tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our native tongue. Taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about six seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the seventh season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rod. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Rod. You know, I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. But yeah, it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Well, Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount. And it's, you know, sort of my direct style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, a marriage is very similar, you know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, a belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both, whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened a bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance. And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood, but the bar is a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business, and they teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started, Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have 7 flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, nut sugars. And I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails. And we're in 5 states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we'd get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's, or and now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find a cure to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in, and most of my personal time goes to that type of work.
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every six seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later. You know what I mean, my friend?
It's a deal, buddy. I promise.
Okay. And the new season of Bar Rescue, the seventh season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend, John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the seventh season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. Well, I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it. You know, we talk a lot about our website, ronsedgy.com. And that's a site that you can go to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. But another site that we have that we mention lightly during the show, and that is called SedgySings.com. I don't know if a lot of you know about it, but back in 1972, I had the honor of being nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards. Now, you know, we didn't win it, but just the honor of being nominated was really great. So I got interested in doing live performances, and for many years did it with a relatively small group. Well, I formed a 15-piece orchestra, and we have had all kinds of success and great welcomes in so many of the places that we have played. So if you get a chance, check out SedgySings.com. That's SedgySings.com. And maybe one day we'll become a deer town. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
USA News Update. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with six pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows made the decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021, and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. You know, every year, and this has kind of been a tradition in our house, we have been really looking forward and enjoying the Great Christmas Light Fight, which I think has been going on for almost a decade, on the ABC network and also streaming live on Hulu. It is always a fun thing. I'm totally amazed at how much effort these people put into these homes, and we have someone here who's always welcome on our show. He's a great guy, he really is. You've seen him on Trading Spaces, Red and Hot and Green, Million Dollar Rooms, Celebrity Motor Homes, our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hi, Carter. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good, Ron. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me on.
It's always good when you're here, and I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, love the show. I mean, this has got to be, of all the things that you do, and I know you do, you know, a ton of stuff, and you equally enjoy it, but this has got to be a real treat because you bring happiness. It's just a different aura from the rest of the year, not just this year, any year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great show. When I signed up for the show, I didn't realize that it would be. I mean, look, we're shooting our ninth season this year.
Wow.
And to think that any show can go that long, it's shocking. But it's such a fun show to shoot, and I'll tell you why. Because every year we get new displays, we get creative people that are out there that are just, you know, rocking and rolling in all the right direction as far as Christmas displays. And they're doing stuff that we've never seen before. And that's the fun part of the show because it's always new. It never feels old or stale. It's a great holiday fun show, especially this time of year.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people would share your opinion. Like, how do you get seasons out of this? You can only, you know, show Santa Claus and the snowman so many times. But these people are like geniuses. They could open an amusement park. They could be Universal Studios or Disney World. You know, the funny thing about this is, yeah, you mentioned before you didn't know how many seasons was going when you signed up. A good friend of mine who has a production company in Orlando was one of the production companies that were, you know, scheduled on the first year to go out to certain cities to film it. And he said the same thing to me. He said, I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, the job's a job. But man, oh man, it's a great show. And obviously the success is unbelievable. Now, how in the world, Carter, do you make a decision on this? Because these people are putting their heart, and so they start this thing like January 2nd for next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you're right, and especially this year because during the time, I feel like people were home more often, so a lot more people were decorating this year because they wanted to do something around their house. They wanted to do something different, and they wanted to really get after it. So some of the displays we see are again, they're really well thought out, and they're bigger, they're brighter, they're more creative than we've ever seen before. And to judge is never easy because when I first started the show, I thought somebody else would tell me what, you know, who was going to win. And sure enough, I have to make that choice myself. And that's so difficult. It's really challenging. And you have to sort of go through the randomness of what is unique, what is creative, what is aesthetically pleasing about these designs. So the one thing that I do know is that every year the lights, the displays, they get bigger and they get brighter. We kind of knew that would happen, but they get better. And when you see a design that is really curtailed to an experiential space, that's when you know somebody's, you know, they're hitting all the right notes. They're making sure that theirs is great.
You mentioned something about judging. I judged not too many things, okay? In fact, now that I think about it, I don't think I've judged anything in my life. But I've been the host of a lot of things like Battle of the Bands, Beauty Contest, you know, Miss Orlando, Miss Pennsylvania, that kind of stuff. And I always tell people I would rather be the MC than to be the judge, because being the MC is easy. Being the judge is tough. You know, I always lean on the fact that some schmo, you know, 50, 60 years ago that saw Elvis Presley perform said you better go back to driving a truck. So you right, really never know what the deal is when you're judging it. And that's a tough, tough job. This $50,000 that they compete to win, I would imagine in a lot of cases, a majority of that money goes back into next year.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to have to start upping the ante of the $50,000 because it seems like, you know, that money, though that money is a lot, they still, the trophy and the sincerity of people actually winning and getting that trophy, that's what just, you know, sort of, that's what makes it all for them. Mm-hmm. You know, when people get that trophy, that's what they're really excited about. I mean, the money, trust me, it's great too, and they're not going to, you know, give it to somebody else. But you're right. A lot of it just goes back into it, and that's the reason these people put on these displays is because it's you know, it's for their community. They're doing it for all the right reasons, especially this year that we're during, you know, during this time. It's what people want to see. It's like, we will get back to some normalcy soon in the world, and seeing Christmas and seeing the lights, that nostalgia that we have year after year, you know, we don't want to lose that. And I feel like that's why the show is so timely right now. And that's the great part for me to be a part of the show.
Out of curiosity, has there ever been a situation where you went back to a former contestant, but not necessarily a winner?
I have. Absolutely, I have. And I just did last year. My wife was shooting a show, a movie in Oklahoma, and we went back to the house just because I wanted to show her, because I thought it was really cool. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but I did see the homeowners, and I talked to them, and I brought my daughter there, and, you know, she was all excited and stuff. And you know, I've had people on social media send me who have been on the show before, and or they'll, you know, DM me or whatever, and they'll just say, hey, you know, we were on the show, and you picked the right one. And, you know, I'm sure not everybody thinks that, but it's really fun to see that, you know, people are just, they're in the spirit. They're, yeah. A lot of times you talk to people and they're genuinely happy to be on the show because they know that they're contributing in a way that, you know, is, again, it's kind of for all the right reasons.
Sure. Now, the six installments, how many contestants totally compete, Carter?
So each episode we have four contestants, so four families. So we run to four different locations around the U.S., and then we run back to the winner and, you know, let them know that they've won. So it's a total of four families for each episode.
And how do you become eligible? I mean, obviously you get a plethora of mail or contacts or something to be a part of the season. How do you pick the ones?
You kind of think you're going to run out, but you don't. I feel like lots of times people will put their stuff up on social media, on YouTube, and our casting will go out. They'll find them. People submit to us, to the production company, which is Fremantle and or ABC. And, you know, they'll find out, and then we will find them. And the cool thing about it is that we've seen that this year, which we're shooting again our ninth season, that we're seeing people that started watching the show in season three or season four, and they're now competing on the show.
Wow.
And you realize you're creating this movement of these, this subculture of people who are really getting involved and trying to figure out how to, you know, make a great display. And that's really fun just to know that you're a part of it.
It's a good production company too. Fremantle does a good job at anything that they do. They're very, very proficient. I mean, they really are. And when do you tape it? I mean, the turnaround time has got to be very quick from when you tape it to when you air it.
Well, so we did tape the season that's airing right now. We taped this all last year.
Oh, okay.
So we do tape it a year in advance. We didn't always do that. One year we ended up shooting two seasons, but now we're able to shoot a year in advance, so we can get pretty close to shooting up until Christmas, but that stuff is not going to run until next year. So the stuff that you're seeing now, there's a lot more hugging, there's a lot more, okay, you know, embracing and high-fiving that you probably wouldn't see during this time. But the show that's going to air next year, you know, it's still about the lights, and you're not going to notice any difference.
Cool. Well, the big show, the great Christmas light fight with our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hey, Carter, I want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to your return, and even before Christmas time. Okay, my friend?
Oh, I appreciate that. It's always fun to be on your show. Thanks again. Have a great holiday. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Stay safe, Carter. Thank you so much. Our guest has been Carter Osterhaus, a good friend of the show, and again, the Great Christmas Light Fight. Well, I love that program. It really puts the spirit of Christmas in you. Airing on the ABC Network and also streaming on Hulu. And while we're on the subject of streaming, we invite you to visit our website, ronsedgy.com, ronsedgy.com, and there you can hear our latest show streaming on demand 24/7. Also check out sedgysings.com, and that's all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for just a moment. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Well, that music is pretty familiar. That's from the hit television show Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Joining us right now is the most nominated male choreographer in Television Academy history. Big time stuff for Derek Hough. Hi, Derek. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. It's good to hear you again.
I was looking down some of the things that you have done since the last time we talked, and man, no wonder you've been so infrequent around here. You've been working like crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's been a pretty busy couple of years, actually, you know, with Dancing with the Stars, with directing and working, you know, on this project. Now, I've been on the road in over 4 years. It's really exciting. You know, I've done 2 Vegas residencies since the last time I toured. And
people think of you, they certainly think of dancing, but you know, ladies and gentlemen, He's done a ton of other things. He was part of the ABC series Nashville, the film Make Your Move, High School Musical, the musical for Disney Plus, Hairspray on NBC, World of Dance, and of course your memoir, Taking the Lead, Lessons from a Life in Motion, and taking on the responsibilities this current season of Dancing with the Stars as one of the judges.
I'm so proud of the show. You know, the music. I've been in a recording studio, you know, with a whole brass section and a string instruments and creating this beautiful music for the show. And the cast of dancers are just remarkable and so athletic, so talented. And the production pieces, even like the actual set pieces, are really impressive and beautiful. And of course, the elaborate costumes and the choreography and the genres of dance and the music. This is a full production show. Lots of energy, lots of heart. Really make the audience feel really a part of it.
And this year, Derek, not only are you a judge and Carrie Ann and Bruno, but it's kind of a family affair because you'll be working with your sister, who is the co-MC of Julianne Hough and Alfonso Rivero. But you must have an enormous crew, not only on stage, but setting this up takes a lot of people. I mean, it's a challenge.
Oh, no, it's definitely a challenge. But that's one of the things that I really enjoy, actually. I'm so fortunate to have such a great team. And it becomes like a well-oiled machine that is a dance in and of itself.
How do you stay in fit to do what you do?
You know, just healthy rituals and habits, you know, with cool PT work, you know, eating good and consistently each day, and the usual things that you could imagine of just keeping the body at peak condition. You know, I think it's a lot of maintenance, you know, but when you're on that stage and you have that energy and your heart's beating fast, you just feel that energy of the crowd, it's all more than worth it. All that extra discipline and all that time putting in, it's all about the energy. It's about creating that connection in the room between the audience where it's a shared experience that is something that you leave feeling.
And this year you got such a great group of contestants. I don't know how you do it. This is the one thing that I never wanted to do, is be a judge. I don't love emceeing stuff, but boy, being a judge is so subjective, and I hate to tell anybody that they lost.
Just to sort of...
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Salt Lake City is where you grew up. At age 11, you started dancing. Now, here's something that is really unbelievable. You moved to London, and you studied at the Italia Conti Performing Arts School, where you studied theater, music, and dance. Now, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This young man has accomplished so much. 12-time Primetime Emmy nominee for Outstanding Choreography. 3-time Emmy winner for Outstanding Choreography. 6-time Dancing with the Stars champion, and a New York Times best-selling author. A lot of accomplishment, a gentleman who deserves every bit of it. Derek, can I be in the show? I just thought I'd slip that in there, okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Now, you're not only in the TV show, you're actually on the road touring right now.
And I'm actually judging Dancing with the Stars at the same time. I'll be on the road performing and then flying back and forth to judge the Dancing with the Stars in real time. So it's going to be a busy, but a very exciting one.
That's great. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this one question, okay? And I've asked this to singers and songwriters. Where do the ideas come from? Where do these phenomenal things that you choreograph, these ideas, you get up in the middle of the night and think of these things? I mean, it's amazing to me because obviously I'm not in that business. I don't even understand how you could even start to perceive how this is going to work.
For me, you find inspiration everywhere. And one of the things for me that inspires me is music. I think if I hear a song I love or I'm inspired by and I want to move to it, I want to dance to it, I want to create something. But also, too, if I want to tell a story, you know, it's like different entry points in creating something. I either want to tell a story, I'm moved by the music, it's the percussion, it's costume. I'm like, oh, that's a really cool costume. We should do something around that. There's different entry points that kind of keep feeding the creativity and the inspiration. But the thing that really fuels me in continuing and keeping the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm alive is the idea of sharing. Is the idea of sharing these ideas, these experiences, these pieces with so many people and making them feel a certain way. That for me is what really fuels me and drives, is that reaction, is that moment, that shared experience.
Well, I'm just amazed by it, and I gotta be honest, I was just joking about being part of the show. You don't want me on this show because I certainly do not want to embarrass the art of dancing. I know you're gonna be very, very busy between now and the end of the year. When you get a chance after the first of the year to come back and join us again, we'd love to have you. You're always welcome here. You know that.
man. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you always, and I can't wait, man. We will speak soon.
And our guest has been Derek Huff.
That was good, man.
Forgot to ask him about Julianne Huff, his sister. I forgot to see how she's doing. She is the co-MC of this season's Dancing with the Stars. They have some great contestants. And a couple of weeks ago, I think they danced to the music of Taylor Swift. It was kind of a feature show. But it's in a new season, Tuesday nights on ABC, Dancing with the Stars. And again, Derek Huff has been our guest. One of the judges, along with Carrie Ann and Abba, Bruno, and a cast of thousands, as they say. Every time I talk about this, I just want to dance. Pause for a few seconds, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Also, I want to invite you to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And when you get to that site, you can hit the button that says Listen Live, and you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And we also have an archive section. We also want to be friends with you. So we have another icon that says Facebook. And if you do that, you and I can become friends on Facebook, and we'll be right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on the first weekend of the last month of the year. I want to thank Mark Lindsay, John Taffer, host of Bar Rescue, the fabulous television show that I love, ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight, and its host Carter Osterhaus, and from Dancing with the Stars, Judge Derek Huff. Next hour, a legend in the television production industry, George Schlatter, the originator of The Laugh-In and so many other things. He's worked with every star imaginable. He'll be joining us on the show. And then later on in the hour, in our lifestyle segment, Dr. Andrew Cutler and Andrea Yu. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.